Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, October 4th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is the pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, Valerie Englert. Birthdays today, Western artist Frederick Remington in 1861, silent film comedian Buster Keaton, his birthday on this day in 1895. Charlton Heston was born on this day in 1924.
The Lord of Hosts will do battle for us. Behold his mighty hand.
Novelist Anne Rice, born on this day in 1941. Actress Susan Sarandon in 1946. On October 4th, 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik, the first man-made satellite to orbit the Earth, causing near panic in the U.S. and kick-starting the American space program. CBS News aired a special program.
CBS Television presents a special report on Sputnik 1, the Soviet space satellite. Douglas Edwards reporting.
Until 2 days ago, that sound had never been heard on this earth. Suddenly, it has become as much a part of 20th century life as the whir of your vacuum cleaner. It's a report from man's farthest frontier, the radio signal transmitted by the Soviet Sputnik, the first man-made satellite as it passed over New York earlier today.
In 1970, a tragic day, Janis Joplin died of a drug overdose. Not long before, she'd been a guest on the Dick Cavett Show.
You ever get back to Port Arthur, Texas?
No, but I'm going back next in August, man. I guess what I'm doing.
I don't know. Net
I'm
clubbing
going to my 10th annual high school reunion.
I want to take movies and bring them back.
Hey,
there
would you like to go, man?
Well, I don't remember. I don't have that many friends in your high school class.
I don't either.
Or mine, for that matter.
I don't either, believe me.
You don't either? You, what,
that's
you
why
were,
I'm going.
Weren't you kind of a
The number one song on the charts on this day in 1965, The Beatles, with Paul McCartney in the solo spotlight, and Yesterday.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
On the KETR events calendar on Saturday morning at Cooper Lake State Park, a program on migratory birds. At this program, you'll discover that anybody can be a birder, and it can be done with little expense and anywhere you go. When the program is over, you'll be a birder. Be sure to wear appropriate footwear and bring some water with you. Participants will meet at the Honey Creek Amphitheater at the South Sulphur Unit of the park. The program may be canceled because of the weather. For more information, call 903-945-5256. 903-945-5256 at Cooper Lake State Park. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Valerie Englert, the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. And Valerie and some other pastors will be visiting with us from time to time on issues of faith. The topic we're addressing today, which is a very hot topic in all mainline churches these days, is the rise of the nuns. And
yes.
Valerie, we're not talking about N-U-N-S nuns.
No.
We're talking about N-O-N-E-S nuns.
Right.
So could
right.
you explain this concept?
Nuns are those who claim no religious connection, no denomination, no faith. And the numbers in that category have been rising steadily since the early 1990s. And I believe for those under 35, we're approaching 30%, maybe a third of the population, and we haven't seen this before.
And also the number of Americans who say they have no religion has more than doubled since 1990,
yes.
supposedly. Why do you think we're seeing this? And are you seeing this also, are we seeing this in the South? Are we seeing it in Northeast Texas and close to home as well as around the country?
We are seeing it in the South. It's interesting. I was having a conversation with my daughter who lives in Boston right now, and she was just sharing with me that the notion of being a church person is very novel in people that she encounters in the Boston area. It's not that they are hostile. It's just novel. Oh, you go to church. And that's very interesting to them. And then here in the South, and here in Northeast Texas, we consider ourselves the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. We are seeing a similar phenomenon. Perhaps we are not at the place that the two coasts are at, but we are seeing that. And it's interesting to look around on a Sunday morning, to drive down your street, and to see all the cars that are still parked in the driveways. And when I was growing up, when we would drive down the street to go to church, and there might be one or two cars that were in the driveways, and we'd say, oh, so-and-so, they're not going to church, and things like that. And now there's not that stigma. People don't think anything about it.
Let me tell you a quick story. One Sunday when I was growing up, we stayed home from church for whatever reason it was. And I was going to go out on my bicycle. My mother would not let me go out on the bicycle. She didn't want me seen riding around on my bike on a Sunday morning. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, I know there's a combination of things that has caused this. But is there one or two key things that you think is the big thing?
Well, this is based on some of the reading that I've been doing, but some of the scholars that do a lot of research in this area, a couple of them say that because of how the 20th century was for us, it was a traumatic century globally, not just with all the violence that we saw with genocide, with the Holocaust, World War II, Vietnam, but also the social upheavals that we saw, especially with the sexual revolution, with the rise of feminism, that it really rocked people's worlds a lot. And it had a destabilizing influence on us, as any great change does. It pulls us off of our moorings and sends us into a place where we have to find our footing again. And without the compulsion anymore to go to church, you know, like it's a civic duty or something that you're required to do to remain in good standing in the community, people are free to look around and to check things out, whether it be in other spiritual traditions, whether it be philosophical traditions or something else altogether.
Sounds like you think it might be cyclical, part of a cycle, and that we'll come around to the other side of the circle at some point.
We won't return to where we were. We will wind up in a different place. But then that will be our new normal. Phyllis Tickle, who is a Christian writer, has said that the church goes through these periods roughly of 500 years in which there's kind of a normal way of being church. And then there's an enormous change that happens. And then the church remakes itself in keeping with the changes that have happened. So it very well might be that we are at the end of one of those 500-year periods.
We'll return to this topic, I think, in one way or another again.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning, Valerie Englert. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.